de todo.
Straight to the club, niggas here turning, trying to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. And they just gon' be mad at us. Hey, 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 and welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non-Basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house!
And as y'all know, we always in the house, but tonight we outside.
Outside of the house.
And we're going to get right up into it, and we're going to need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and
pay attention.
Because there's a lot of strange things going on in the world.
A lot of strange shit going on everywhere.
Apparently, it was some strange shit going on in Michigan. So, police found a woman.
I thought we were going to do the...
Well, it was a construction crew.
Wait. I thought we were going to do a lace front
first. Oh, that was for the strange world. Yeah. Never mind. Did I just say strange world?
Did.
I did.
You did announce it correctly, but I was surprised we weren't... We could go straight to strange world. I'm tripping, but we don't have any celebrity news today.
Oh, we do have some celebrity news, so we're going to need y'all to get the lace front off the top of your eyebrows and pay attention.
Oops, that was some, what do you call it? Shit, damn, I forgot.
Okay, so apparently our celebrity news.
Oh, deja vu.
Zendaya. Yeah, her stylist came out, according to CNN, and reported that none of the major branding companies have ever wanted to really work with Zendaya
for red carpets
and events and things of that nature. That she's been dealing with her stylist Roach for all of her events, apparently. Allegedly. But I think she's had a contract with...
Whatever that says on CNN.
Well, they said she had a contract with Valentino, I believe. And I don't know where that story went, but it seems to have disappeared from my repertoire.
You sent it to me.
I know
I
sent it to you.
I can't check it right now.
Like,
though, but yeah.
Really strange that it's gone. But anyways,
just talk about what you...
Yeah, well, how I feel
before.
About it is that they said she was green, and that's why they didn't want her.
Well, to be honest, she really didn't have any major movies. I mean, Euphoria, yeah, okay, but Dune is the shit.
I've tried to watch that movie several times.
I've watched the original version. I cannot wait for the second one. Wait, is it out yet?
Okay.
It might be out yet.
It is. It's out.
The original Dune and that Dune, me and my husband had a discussion on it. He said that he would not watch it because he likes the original too much and he feels like that the current version does not do Dune any justice. But me, I liked it. I like both the old Dune and the new Dune.
I'm pretty sure I keep... trying
it's
to
so
watch
crazy.
It too late at night.
Probably.
No, I try to watch it early in the day and I still fell asleep. So basically, I don't know what it's about. Can you explain? What is it about?
Okay, so it's about this empire, but it's a space empire. Mm-hmm. It's kind of set in the past, but then it has a lot of future elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so this young boy's father I should not be telling this right now because I done drunk too much fucking Pinot. Anyway, so this boy's father was like a regent.
And he's
king.
The chosen one, right? The boy.
The boy's the chosen one, yeah.
What does the chosen one mean?
Basically,
his
mom is a priestess. And his mom
a priestess of what, though? That's what I...
A priestess of this organization in the empire and the universe.
Is it an organization or is it like...
It's like a religious sect.
Okay, so there it's based on...
But they have some powers. Like, they can mind suggest people to do shit.
Oh, they're telepathic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
And everybody in their race has this? Or in their...
No, just in that sect. They only choose the people that they know have this ability. Right? And different other abilities, but that's one of the main ones. So, she, the priestess, was supposed to have a girl child to continue on the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
But she chose to have a boy. And she married, of course, she married his father. He was like a regent, a king, whatever. I forget exactly. And the son was supposed to take over one day. The father's training him to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And
allegedly.
They end up... allegedly. Anyway, and they end up they end up going to this planet that I forgot what the planet's called because, bitch, I'm drunk. I'm not drunk, but yet. Anyway, so they end up going to this planet where they have this spice, and everybody who comes in contact with this spice, they get blue eyes. Mm-hmm. So, because of the spice, and the spice can enhance and hone the abilities that he already has, mm-hmm. that he developed from his mom, right? And the fighting ability from
the telepathic dad. Abilities yeah. mm-hmm. that he developed from his mom.
Okay, so the new Doom,
and it makes him stronger.
Yes, it makes him stronger.
Okay.
So the new, and he's that's going to be in the second installation of Doom, of the new Doom. He's gonna
Doom Part Two.
Yeah. So he's okay. gonna supposed to be learn how to ride these. His eyes turn blue because he's exposed mm-hmm. to sun. Oh, I forgot about
how he's going to have control over those sand creatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know what the movie was about. It just seemed like it jumped off into a middle of a story that you didn't know. Like, if you had never heard about the
a lot books, of it is talk.
It's like books.
No, right? It was probably his books. I don't remember. I just know
it's based off of comic books or books.
I don't know, but I know that the original version came out, I want to say, in the 80s sometime. The original Dune came out in the 80s. You can look it up if you want to.
Okay, so you sent me this story about this radical, racist guy, and he shoots a mom because she married a black man? Or because she's an interracial couple?
Are we in Strange World now?
No, I thought we were doing the other story for Strange World. The grocery store lady.
Just one.
Okay.
You can't just eat just one. No, Strange World stories are all over the place.
Okay.
And yeah. So, in this case, the one you are talking about. Mm-hmm.
Well, we ain't got to get into Strange World just yet since we're still talking about, pay attention.
Yeah.
So, FBI agents, they raided the home of the CEO who was scamming, allegedly, yeah. But this story came from Yahoo News, and I believe the original story came from the Star Tribune, okay, by Kelly Smith. And anyways, so there was the person who was over Feeding Our Future charity. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. But Feeding Our Future charity was, based off of,
I don't know what it is. I ain't gonna lie.
They were collecting food for homeless youth and things of that nature. But anyways, apparently they seized the home and they found $64,000 in cash. They found gold jewelry from Dubai, a brand new Tesla, and a Porsche. They found a Porsche. And, so, apparently, the charity was stealing money, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, the FBI...
No surprise there. We saw Donald Trump's charities. Anyway.
Oh, really?
It ain't just Donald Trump.
Tell me about Donald Trump's charity.
You don't remember that? Oh, my God.
I don't know nothing about
his
charity.
They're not even allowed to start a charity in New York for I don't know how many years from now. Mm. Not just Donald Trump, his family in general.
What was the name of the charity
he had? I forgot what it was called. But, yeah. So, he used charity funds to build some type of statue... And it was supposed to sell, and it did. I don't remember exactly everything. It's been a while since I followed what was going on with Trump, Once he was out of office, so it's been like 3 years since I really paid attention to Trump. I mostly get my articles from you now.
Well, apparently, these Richard Frank, special agent with the FBI, he said there was so much evidence. He calls it a fruits of evidence found at this home of how these... The leaders of this charity, Feed Our Future, were living lavish lifestyles off of the money that was supposed to go to Feed Our Future. So it's really sad.
They got some food, didn't they?
What?
No, I'm just.
Ah! I'm sorry. They didn't get much food as the Tesla cost.
I know, right?
I'm just like.
Well, a bunch of them did, but not one kid did.
No, I don't think none of them did. They said that,
all that money
they had,
he had
stolen over $250 million.
Wait, but it depends on the make and model of the Tesla. Because, some of them could be $100,000, $500,000.
So. Well, the leaders of the Feed Our Future charity, according to the U.S. attorney, Daniel Bobbier.
Huh?
Yeah, Bobbier. Isn't it Bobbier?
It looks like Bobbier. I don't know.
Yeah, Daniel Bobbier. He said that they had stolen over $250 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently. Programs. Yeah,
that's just recently.
In these programs, and they are put in place to like help reimburse daycare centers and nonprofits and schools for feeding low income kids after school and during the summer. One of the largest pandemic related fraud schemes in the country.
SSA scheme.
Yeah, they said this was one of the largest. The largest pandemic-related fraud schemes in the country. Even bigger than the PPP loans, girl. Stop.
PPP loans was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty large scam. And I remember people calling me, talking about, you want to get in on the PPP loans? I said, no, I don't.
Nobody want to be in prison with them motherfuckers.
I'm not going to jail with you.
There's a few people in prison right now. Nope.
Yeah. Well, some people then went to jail for it and got out. Like, Blue, he was a member of that little, I want to say, what was the name of that group? I forget. It was,
I know, we talked about it before.
Yeah, we talked about it before. It wasn't our Marion's group. It was that other dude's group.
Oh, no.
Anyways, let's move on to Strange World. Because
it's a strange world we live in.
Yes, it's a very strange world that we live in. And NBC News reported that they found a woman in Michigan living inside of a sign at a grocery store.
She had her own tiny home.
Yeah, she created her own tiny home.
She had electricity and everything, a bitch, a computer, and the name of
the name of the grocery store was called Family Fair Grocery.
So she was living inside the upper part of the sign.
The sign on top of the store.
On top of the store. Nobody knows how she was getting up there. Apparently she found her way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And now they want to put her in a homeless shelter, though. She's probably living way better behind the sign.
I'm pretty sure she was. They said she had flooring. She had a computer. And the space was...
Nice
crib. Yeah, she had a printer. She had a desk. She had a Keurig. And a pantry of food in the space.
Yeah, I forgot about the pantry of food. No, she was living better than a... She was living bigger than a lot of people.
Of course, it was non-perishable food. It was non-perishable food.
But she still was living better than a lot of people that were living...
That are living in homeland shelter and...
Definitely in a homeless shelter, though. I'm sorry.
Like, she was living her life, and now they want to uproot her and make her go live in a homeless shelter with a gang of people.
I mean...
Overcrowded.
And they have filed trespassing
charges. Where she could possibly get raped.
I know.
You know, stop. It's just too much. It's too much.
They banned her from the store, so she can't go back to her tiny home.
Yeah, so this is... This is in Midland, Michigan, you guys, and the police department has evicted her from her sign. Like, she was hurting anybody. Who was she hurting living in this sign?
Oh, because she wasn't paying nobody for her electric bill?
I don't know. Like, maybe charge her $60 a month for electric. I don't know. But it just seems like either find her somewhere to go. Don't put her in a homeless shelter.
Obviously, she don't want to live in a homeless shelter because...
Where she could get attacked or raped
or
anything.
And not to mention, can you even get a spot in a homeless shelter? Oh my gosh, they always want to send us to homeless shelters. We better off on the streets sometimes. I'm sorry.
But it's period that she probably wouldn't get a spot in a homeless shelter. They're always full.
Always full.
They have curfews. You know, she probably had to be out there trying to get some money so she could provide for her little tiny house or whatever.
Get her furniture and stuff going because she was obviously living great. Mm-hmm. She lived there for a year, so it was good enough for her to live there that long.
It's so sad, like, what they do.
Yeah,
to people like they were
trying to get the guy who had the underground housing at some famous sea spot. I forget what it is.
But
they
abruptly took the family care services away from a lot of families here after the pandemic here in Indy. They took a lot of those services away and took the Medicaid funding away from a lot of people. Didn't deserve it. I'm not gonna lie.
That's what I'm going to say.
A lot of people were stealing money just like the scam for feeding our future. Just a lot of people fucked it up with them PPP loans. Mm-hmm. A lot of people fucked it up like working full jobs, not really taking care of their family members and still getting the money to take care of their family members. And that's horrible, you guys, because, you know, a lot of families out there really need that family caregiving services because they're not able to get a job because they are really out here taking care of their family members. Yeah. And that's all, period. And I'm just really sick of people, like, abusing shit like that when you are harming other families. Like, why would you steal money from a disabled person? It makes no sense. It's sickening. And you really need to get some professional help if that's what your life is about. Period. Because there's plenty of money out there. Go get it. It's money out there. Go get it.
Did we already talk about the dude that had a problem with his white neighbor? White man had a problem with his white... 70-year-old white man married to a 50-year-old white woman who was holding guns in his house that were unregistered.
Oh, no. They say his woman is 45.
No. The woman he shot is 45. Her son's 21. Wife. But his wife he married in 2009. The old guy, John... Pistol Pete,
and whatever, this is know. According to patch.com. So he's a homeowner in Lockport, Illinois, and he shot a 45-year-old white woman who has African American children. You know, they're mixed or whatever.
She has one African American child, 21 years old. Yeah. As far as the article says.
And he's been charged with a hate crime and 7 additional offenses.
He called her an in lover.
Yeah. A ninja lover. She loves ninjas. She
loves her some ninjas.
Yeah, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you some ninjas. I love me some ninjas too.
Okay.
Especially them dark chocolate ones.
Delicious.
Anyway. I guess they have been fighting. I don't know how long they have been going back and forth. He was throwing what are they called? Those really strong fireworks in her backyard. Was M50s or some shit?
Yeah.
They would throw them in her backyard. They would, you know what I'm saying, to scare her, thinking he was going to shoot her. He shot blanks in her backyard, and it led up to this moment, which happened around May 10th, I do believe, maybe a couple days ago, where he brought his shotgun, his rifle, into her yard. His rifle, right? It was rifle.
Well, this story posted on May 9th.
And he shot her
9th.
In the stomach. And currently, she needs prayers because she is in the hospital having to go through several surgery. Her spleen, her colon, and another part of her body was injured. She got shot in the stomach. And, like, God bless her. Unfortunately, only person home with her was her female friend. They don't mention her name here in the article. But she's the only person at home. And they said that she... had to, the 45-year-old woman, which, close to my heart, I'm 45 too, she had to crawl into her house to get help. And thankfully, she survived. You know what I'm saying? Because that man, lucky he ain't got. And he looked like a total straight skinhead. Like, he has all his hair shaved off, and he has tattoos all over his head. Like, he does not...
Old as fuck. Just
70
stupid.
Years old and racist and for no reason.
Stupid.
For no reason. And you
I call it uneducated.
Neighbors ain't even bothering you. Yeah.
No, I think racist people are all uneducated. Just please educate yourself.
Yes, you
want
me to tell you why? Not all of them. Not all of them are uneducated. So some of them just go to schools that reinforce those beliefs. But a lot of them go to school.
And I think that
and they
when
figure,
you reinforce
they realize
those beliefs,
that, what I'm being taught about people of different races and cultures is wrong. And, you know, that's why I've heard that a lot of racist organizations have stopped allowing their kids to go to college.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Oh, really? A lot of racists?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are they, homeschooling them, basically?
Yes. Yeah.
They're going to college online?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel it.
Also, as
so,
well...
Multiple neighbors told the Will to County Sheriff's Police that Shadbar?
Shithead?
What was his first name again? Jonathan?
He's Jonathan Pistol Pete Shadbar.
John Shadbar. Okay, so multiple neighbors told the police department, which is the Will County Sheriff. They have been keeping
tabs on him for a minute now.
That he was known as a racist. And they call him Pistol Pete, which you've been calling him. And that's what the judge was told. Like, he's out there shooting black people willy-nilly. And I'm sure she's not the first black person.
Apparently he has some charges from back in the 70s and 80s. He has done that shit. He is a true skinhead, as far as I can tell. But that's just based on what I read and based on the picture of him. So maybe I'm being racist.
Well, they said that he was known for shooting. Right. Yeah. He shoots people. And she's like, according to him, an in lover. She loves the ninjas. And so he shot her not only in the stomach, but he shot her in her hand. Mm-hmm. In her head.
Huh?
Yeah. In her hand. In her hand. Wait, also what? Has significant damage, according to prosecutor. No, he shot her in her hand.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I thought it was just a hand. And a hand in the stomach.
The hand and the stomach.
Her hand has a significant damages to it as well. I mean, it was a rifle. It was a rifle, right?
And they said she had damages to her windows of her house as well. So yeah. he was just shooting willy-nilly. He was out there just shooting willy-nilly.
Yeah, he was out there shooting willy-nilly. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's
just sad.
He just, like, they've been having a few for a minute. But she was in response to him. And his was because she had a black son. Which is some fucked up shit. The black son wasn't doing nothing to him. She wasn't doing nothing to him. If he didn't want to live next door to black people, there's so many places you can go where there are no black people. So take your ass there. That's
but
how I feel about
prior to about him shooting people, her.
That's why I said they've been having a few for a while.
Yes. They said that Shadbar had awakened up from his nap and complained to his wife about the neighbors, and his wife said he was crabby, so she got him some vodka to calm him down. That's what she told the judge, and apparently she's trying to say that he was inebriated, and that's why he got his Glock and a revolver, she said, and did not know the defendant had a long gun. That's what his wife told them. And apparently, she claimed she had no knowledge that her husband possessed several guns and shotguns and rifles, and they have been married since 2009. So she claims the reason he did it is because he was drunk off of vodka, and that she didn't know what he was going to do or that he even had guns, his wife, and that he just went out there and just shot this woman, you know, his neighbor. And it's just crazy to me. I just don't understand how these racist people are out here. Like, they've been looking at him. Law enforcement has been looking at him, but he still somehow got away with this shooting. And he even called the woman a whore. He called her a whore, though.
The other woman that's at the house. The one that's not in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, her friend. He called her friend a whore.
So, speaking of indoctrination...
But did you know his wife said that she had no idea?
That he had all his guns, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and that she didn't know what he was going in the backyard to do? Come on now.
Anyway.
But y'all been married since 2009. You didn't know what he had in y'all
house?
That
is 15 years. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you could be missing what he has in the house. But the fact that you didn't know what he was doing is crazy. But speaking of indoctrination, because that's what racism is. It's straight indoctrination into hate. Joy Duggar, I forgot her, Joy something Duggar. I sent you the article.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her middle name. But Joy Duggar mm-hmm. has joined two of her oldest sisters. She is the youngest girl of part of that, her set of the 19 kids in county.
Mm-hmm.
She's the youngest girl. Then there were boys, and they had some more girls, four more girls, I do believe, after the group of boys. Anyways, and so she has joined her sisters, Jill and the other J girl. Well, they're all J's. Jill and the other one, the ones who were getting molested by the oldest brother.
Was it Janice?
No.
Jane?
No, it wasn't Jane.
Was it Jennifer?
It wasn't Jennifer.
Jeanette?
I sent you the fucking article. Open it.
I don't have it. But anyways, I sent it to you. Somehow I didn't.
Well,
get it.
Look. I'm about to go. I'm about to go check real quick. Blah, blah, blah.
You're gonna cut us off.
No, it takes more than that.
Okay, it's more than that. But anyway,
oh no, I
what
did.
Happened,
I did
though?
Forget to send it to you. I thought
happened?
I sent it to you.
I didn't get it. Well, what happened?
Basically, so Jill wrote a nice book, not condemning her family. I believe it was Jill. Not condemning her family, but realizing that what she was taught, she didn't actually believe. And that a lot of the things that she felt like that she should stand for really were not about the right, in her opinion. Mm-hmm. And she just pointed to a lot of scripture and stuff that she was going through, you know, that she was taught, a lot of beliefs that she was taught. And she did a book about that. I believe it was Jill. The other girl was the one that was, that has the most memories of being touched by the oldest brother, Duggar. But yeah, I could have sworn I sent that article to you. Joy Duggar. Let's do Joy Duggar.
Well, I didn't get it.
No, I don't see it on our list.
But on another note,
Joyanna, that's her name, Joyanna.
Joyanna. Okay.
Okay, so Joyanna, it's Ginger. So Jill and Ginger. Jill is the one who wrote.
That's a G name, right?
J's. They're J's names.
Oh, they named her Ginger with a J?
Because Jim Bob is the dad. Bob is a dad, and all the kids are with a J.
Okay.
Anyway, so Ginger, I believe, was the one that was getting molested and going through the most shit with her brother.
Wow, that's awful.
Jay Duggar, which I can't think of his name right now. Josh Duggar, I believe. And
he married now, right?
No, he was married after he did that shit to his sister. He got married.
Right, and he's married now to this day.
But
right?
He mostly was Jill and Ginger, I believe that.
But his wife said she's gonna stand by him.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I gotta look it up.
Allegedly, you guys.
Allegedly,
no, let's not say for sure.
I didn't know, but I just.
But
was,
no, we did. A
I just,
show
when, I just thought about being indoctrinated. You know, with this guy being indoctrinated with racism all his life, and not he knows better, but he's not allowing himself to know better because he has cognitive dissonance. But these girls. That? The dude that tried to shoot his neighbor for having a black child. The fuck? He's fucking stupid. Why would you do that? She can have a black child. She can have a yellow child, a blue child, a red child, an orange child. She can have whatever child she wants.
The non-binary child.
Them, they, and that, and it. She can have whatever child she wants.
That's
to.
What people
nothing.
Need to do
nothing
is mind their own
yeah,
business.
Mind your business. Drink. I don't some care. Pinot and mind your motherfucking business.
Like nowadays,
business.
I don't even care if you racist. Just mind your business. Mind your business. Or move
I
out.
I never care when nobody's racist.
Or move
there
out.
There are too many. I'm sorry if there's no. I'm sorry if you feel like there's nothing you can do to make money there. I don't know if this is a fact. But I do know that a lot of all white towns have shut down, you know, or don't have no money coming in like that. But I'm saying, you don't have to be around people of color. You don't have to be around people. There are too many little pockets of America where you can go if you don't like people of color. If you are racist, you don't have to be around us. Yeah. There's too many places for you to go where there's plenty of people like you. And don't come and join our police department.
No.
Don't come and join our fucking businesses
workforce.
And shit. Workforce one, anything. Don't do that shit. Because no. You're going to have to deal with people of color. And if you don't like people of color, keep to your motherfucking self.
Yeah, stay in your bubble.
Stay in your bubble.
Stay in your motherfucking lane. Period.
No,
well,
we don't
ahead.
Care about you. Don't care about us. It's that simple.
And period. And let's go ahead to line you like you look, because I believe a lot of these racists is lying like they look, because a lot of them are messed with black women, especially the women
Josh
that are
Duggar,
racist against
Josh
black
Duggar.
Women, like the racist
oh
white teen women that are racist against black
I
women,
thought you were
but they are messed with
women.
Our mans. Like,
but black women that are racist
they
against
hate,
other black women.
Oh, yeah. And black people that are racist against other black people.
Did you know I was
please,
when I was younger, I thought that's what reverse racism meant. I thought reverse racism meant when a black person doesn't like another
black
person.
That is what it means.
No, it actually doesn't. It means that when a black person is racist.
Against their own
against
kind.
White people.
No.
That's
no.
what I found out as I got older. But I always thought reverse racism.
It's not.
I guess that's called colorism in our community.
I don't call it colorism. I don't, because a dark-skinned person can be racist against other dark-skinned people. So
that's
not
true.
Look
at Candace Owens.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Yeah, maybe, allegedly. Maybe
she's not racist against other dark-skinned people.
Is she?
No.
I don't know. I think she is. That's my personal opinion, but that's all alleged. Let's go on into line like you look, because we're about to get up out of here.
Just
gotta do videos next season.
I know, right? Okay, so you say that you're not a liar, but you are. So Howard University, they have canceled two graduations. And this latest one on May 10th was from the
nursing school. Because I guess they didn't think these black people had people, or these people that was graduating in 2024 had enough people to support them. You're going to say no ticket, first comes, first serve, and then you'd be surprised about how many people show up?
Right. But this is
my fault. The fire marshal shut the venue down because there were too many people.
That's not true. Okay.
Whatever.
So Howard University has decided to reschedule their graduation ceremony for the nursing school.
Yesterday.
Yes, after a chaotic scene erupted this Thursday. So a large crowd grew to watch the nursing school graduate, and it's also aligned with the aligned health sciences students graduation.
And mind
as well.
You, a lot of those people that were graduating this year in 2024 did not have a high school graduation, because 2020 we had no high school graduations.
But this is according to ABC 7 News. They are stating that Howard University said that the graduation was canceled because the fire department shut them down. And this is why you're lying like you look. Because a statement from the D.C. Fire Department and EMS spokesperson said that on Friday, they did not shut the event down. Yes. They said instead they came to the scene because a medical call was made. And someone had broken some glass or whatever at the auditorium. They came there. This is the fire department and the EMS services came there to the auditorium for a medical call. And they came. The person refused medical assistance. They left.
They don't want no evidence. They have no busting out the way, he or
idea
she.
Why the graduation was shut down. They were not related to the shutdown. So Howard University, Dean of Howard University, blatantly lied. The dean of nursing school.
Well, maybe she just said what somebody told her.
No, what she said was, because of the size of the room and because of our relatives, do not know how to act.
Black people be
the fire department is now here. Because
they shouldn't be happy
down.
Black people shouldn't be happy that they finally got somebody to graduate from school.
No, the way she said it was totally racist.
That they had another person graduate from school.
And
or
she
that
lied.
Was the fifth person to graduate from school in their family.
Who told her to shut it down?
Back when we weren't allowed to read. Why should we not be excited?
They act like that was so long ago, girl.
It was not that long
ago. When was the Civil Rights March? Come on now.
All right. The March on Selma. When was that?
When was it, guys?
Come on.
Please read a book, people. It
wasn't
that long ago.
I want to know.
Shit, people in South Africa just got set free in the 90s. Please stop with y'all fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you're right. Mandela. Mandela. Nelson.
Stop with it. Like, we've been free for so long. We're still not free.
Nobody's free.
Nobody is now. Nobody.
Nobody's
is.
Free now.
Nobody
no.
is. Now.
Mm-mm. And don't let them.
You think you own your house? Let you miss a tax payment. They ain't coming to get it.
They're coming to get
you
it.
You think you own that car? Let you miss a bill that somebody garnish you for. They coming to get it. You think you own your land? Let you miss a tax payment again. They are coming to get it. Like, you don't own anything. The government owns you, baby.
Exactly.
Period. We do not live in a democracy.
We live in a
dictatorship.
We're a representative democracy.
I call it dictatorship.
We're a republic.
We are not a republic, girl. Bye.
We are definitely a republic. And just because we're a republic doesn't mean that people have the right to vote for who they want in office. Because if I had the right to vote, fucking Sleepy Joe wouldn't be going back. Wouldn't be the only person I could vote for president right now.
Right. They monopolize everything. And it's fucking GOP. GOP means get your ass the way over and in person, and you're not going to get nothing.
No, GOP means Grand Old Party. Because Republicans are the oldest party that lasted in the United States.
No, I mean get your ass out of here, please.
Or it means...
That's what it means. Please get out of here.
God. Wait. What? Somebody said something. I forgot what it was. With GOP.
I think
it was
so
funny.
Get your ass out of here, please. But...
Oh, okay.
Let's
get your ass out of here. We're going
to
go for that.
To our last love story, our nappy time stories. And so there was a little boy, according to 559 News, from Greenfield. He was being bullied. Mm-mm-mm. Beautiful little young boy. He did not even look 10 years old. That's why I told my daughter she allowed to
kick ass and take names later.
Yeah, well, he committed suicide.
I didn't really tell her that. I did not tell her that at all.
Yeah.
But my daughter was being bullied, and I just would give her days off from school. I'd give her bully days off. That's what I would do for my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, my daughter was being bullied, too, in school. I don't know if you know that, but she's been bullied because she had locks. And that's really crazy to me because everybody wants them now. You know? It's real crazy. So she ended up cutting off a whole ponytail one day. It grew right back. It was so funny. But then eventually she decided that she wanted to get rid of her locks. And guess what? She wants them back now.
Ah, no surprise there. Yeah,
she's a stronger person now.
She only wants her hair braided now. Oh, my gosh.
People were just bullying her because they were jealous of how long her hair was.
Yeah, her hair was long, long.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's just crazy. You know, people need to get their kids in line. And sometimes the parents ain't even in line to get their kids in line.
And sometimes it's not even the parents. That's the bad part.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I would say.
Yeah, oh, my preacher said that today.
70% of the time, it's not the parents.
So, of course, it's Mother's Day, so we went to church. And
I did not.
I did. And
I was going to.
The preacher was talking about, you know, the struggles of her mother and how much mothers sacrifice. And that, you know, you will lay down the law for your kids. You will lay down your life for your kids. A good mother is gonna sacrifice everything for her kids, meaning her lashes, her nails, her hair.
Oh, hell yeah, all day.
Her getting new clothes and everything just so her kids can go and have what they need. And this is the thing, though. A lot of these parents...
I bought my
child
too many iPhones, though.
Like, how... He said you can lead... Basically, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You can raise your kids up to the fullest... But once them kids is grown, get them out your house.
But honestly, God, that's another reason why I feel like that God knew I didn't need that job no more. Because I was pulling the hell out of Tina. I would give her anything she asked for.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, if it was in my budget, which most of the time it was, she would have that shit. Now she can't get that shit like that no more because I don't have no job. So anyway.
Well, the father of the little young boy... He made a statement, and it really touched my heart, and it hurt me at the same time. He said, how could God take my kid from here? Of course, that was going through my head, but he said God did not take
his child.
He said hate took his child.
Hate took his child.
Hate took that man child
hate
from
took
him.
That, yes, all day long.
Yeah, and just like the story we just talked about with the mom getting shot because her son was, you know, because he was mixed or whatever. Hate got her shot
as African American.
Yeah, but hate. Yeah, he considers himself black. Her 21-year-old child. He considers himself black. He is black.
What we would consider black.
He's black. He's black. Even it does not matter if your parent is of another race. If you identify as black because your father is black, isn't that what they taught us?
It's what all our life, father is. So
they say you are what your father is. And if our father is black, I'm black, right? I mean, this is what society in America has taught us. Hmm. You are what your father is. So.
Well, both sides are mixed up. So what do you say? I'm mulatto, right? But then we can't say mulatto, though, because mulatto...
No, we can't say that anymore because it's racist.
Yes, it's colorist, right? I don't know.
Mm.
So if my dad comes from mixed heritage and my mom comes from mixed heritage, I'm black.
You still black.
I got to be black. I have to be black. I can't say
the 1% that I'm a mixed rule. Remember, mixed heritage. In America, we have that 1% rule. If you have 1% of black in you, you're black, right? Because we saturate.
I got a lot more than 1%.
What did I say? We saturate the gene pool or whatever. Well,
Have you seen these black women that marry white men? Their kid don't look shit like them. There's so many. Like, there's this one. I forgot her name.
Black women that marry white men and their kids just look white.
I just said that.
Yeah, like.
Like Nikita. I think her name's Nikita Beef.
So
I forgot. She's on
kids,
YouTube.
But are those kids then considered white because their dad is white?
Well, they're supposed to be considered white because their dad is white because it's...
No.
Because in the United States, there's the one-drop rule, but there's also the father rule.
No, because then the mother...
Well, that's why they made the one-drop
rule
because
the mother could be black and then the dad could be white.
White. And it's always what your father was. I think that's old. I don't know how to look it up.
But then you have those kids whose fathers are white and they are like black as night. So, I guess their 1% rule is flawed, and it's ridiculous.
The 1% rule was to keep So it was to keep the children of the black woman in slavery.
So what was the rule in South Africa? I forget.
No, they have different classifications for a race and than we do.
Yeah, but what was the rule, though? If they came from a white father, they were still considered black, right?
No.
If their mom was black...
They were considered colored.
Color. Yeah, that was it. They were considered color.
If their mom was black, I believe their dad they were was considered white. Colored as well. But, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. If you're South African, let me know.
Hold on. Our guy that we follow, the comedian, had the night show. What's his name?
His family considered him white. He considers himself black. Are you talking about Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah. Yeah, he's from South Africa, uh-huh. And he was born during the apartheid. Mm-hmm. And he says that his he considered himself
black. Yeah.
Okay.
But his family didn't consider him black.
Who?
His grandmother.
But what did the country consider him as?
Colored.
Right. He was not considered as a white person, even though his dad was white, and he's a light skin. You know, because some people are born, their dad's white, and they're dark.
But if he was lighter, he would be considered white. If he had lighter and straighter hair, he'd be considered white. Even if his dad was white, his mom's black.
Even in South Africa?
Yeah. So there's this woman named Sandra from South Africa. Mm-hmm. I believe her name is Sandra. I can't get shit wrong.
Sandra.
But she came from two white South African parents. But she's our complexion. A little bit darker, maybe. And she never felt like she belonged to the white race. She never felt like she belonged to the black race. She felt like she was closer to the black race. Let me say that. And she, when she got older, she fell in love with a black man.
But wasn't it found that her parents had black DNA in them? Yeah,
but they were still white, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
But the white South Africans, on what you a lot of them as. That were presenting and, themselves and a lot as of countries, white.
It depends on what you present as. It's not what your actual race is.
But a lot of those white South Africans were having children that presented as African, like, in features.
Yeah, but they can be considered colored. Because their parents are white, they can be considered white. Sandra, she did not want to be considered white because she had fell in love with a black man. They had kids, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She did not want to be considered white, so she had herself designated, I believe, as colored.
It's colored, yeah.
So that she could have a legal marriage.
Because legally she couldn't.
Because legally she's white.
Because her parents are white. Because her parents were considered white.
Yeah.
Basically, even though they had African blood in them.
Yeah. That's what I said. It depends. It depends. Even here in the United States, it depends on what you look like physically. Like, of what racial category that you
that they want to put you in, right?
Oh, that they
because
put you
what
in.
What happened to me at elementary, like they had designated me white for some reason, and I'm definitely not that. But anyways, we like to thank y'all for listening to another episode.
Did you hear Aunt Rachel Friend? We went on to visit Aunt Rachel the other day, and Aunt Rachel Friend came up and said, "Who is this white lady over here?" Oh, she said, "What's this white lady doing here?"
You?
Yeah, she looked at me and was like, "What's this white lady doing here?"
She called you white?
And I guess as she got closer, she could see, oh, yeah, well, she's black. But, yeah.
The box braids and the roots then give it away?
How many white people wear box braids?
Or have your texture hair, period.
Oh, there's very few white people that have my texture hair. It's really rare.
Not really.
They call it unruly hair syndrome. It's like supposed to be a condition.
No, actually, they straighten their hair, too. That's what a lot of people don't know, that they straighten their hair, too. A lot of people that are born with texture like yours, mm-hmm. they just straighten it every day. They straighten it every day. They wash it every day, and they straighten it every day. And that's why they have that straight appearance. But anyways, we like to thank y'all for listening to Honestly Unbothered. And we are doing our last episode today.
Yes, for probably 30 to 60 days. It depends on how we feel.
And happy Mother's Day. This is the end of season 5. We will be coming out with our audios on YouTube. And I hope you like them and check them out. Yep. And those audios will be available on our Honestly Unbothered page.
We also have YouTube page.
Our Honestly Unbothered merch. You guys have seen it on TikTok. Don't act like you didn't. So go ahead and get your Honestly Unbothered and let everybody out there know that you will remain
honestly unbothered.
Get another day, throw your hands in the sky.
Honey, pop a bottle, roll up and get high.
Pinot Gracie, y'all.
So what it means. You don't think that wine gonna do nothing? You think you drink wine ain't gonna do nothing to you? But you get to the end of that bottle.
Yeah, and you get home and you be like, dang, I don't even remember falling asleep.
Right?
Thank you, Pino. You gave me the nap I needed.
I know. No, that's the best part, Pino. And I don't have no hangover.
Don't be mad at us. Don't be mad at us. Don't be mad at us. When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. Not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Oh, really?
I'm scared.
Rocco,
I'm joking.
Care.
No, Broccoli is his girl I follow.
I care.
Naomi John, she's so cool.
There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right, niggas. There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.